to come and stall it.
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for the crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
Hello, how's it going? Welcome to another bonus episode of Stall It. Stall It is the bonus episode and it's a bonus.
It's that time of the week again.
It is.
Where we answer our listener questions.
The questions that Owen has. Any questions there?
Yeah, sure. Well, do you know who's back?
Eminem, huh?
Yeah.
Guess who's back?
As soon as I said
back again.
Abracadabra. I'm a reach in my bag, bro.
I'd say Abracababra are delighted that he brought that out.
I'd say they're fucking chuffed.
Delighted.
Stop it. Michal the Farmer.
2K, get out.
Michal the Farmer.
Nino the Farmer.
Oh, Michal
the Farmer.
Michal.
He's a great farmer. He's the best farmer I know.
One of them.
The only farmer I know. He's the best one.
Yeah. So he sent us another video. Hang on. Let me have a look.
Oh, it's always great when he sends one in.
Oh, he got himself a little drone, did he? Okay, he's looking at green fields.
So Michal sent us in another video there. He was shearing a sheep. He was bringing them across a river.
A mountain, a creek?
Yeah.
Does he live in the mountain? Is that his mountain? Can you own a mountain?
We asked him that before. I don't think it's his. He doesn't own the mountain.
Okay.
You can't own one though. Can you?
Yeah, you could.
I'd like to own a whole mountain. Why would you want it though? You can. Yeah, I don't know.
What's he doing with the sheep? Why do people keep sheep?
And why did he share them? Why did he cut that? Is it to sell it? To sell that wool?
This is just another clip for him. Michal's just going to clip this.
We're just content for Michal. Do you ever go into the butchers and they have like the carpets made out of like sheep's wool that no one ever buys? No one ever buys that.
It's
shit.
Decor, no?
No, you can buy that.
Oh, look, here you're in the butchers.
They're for making little carpets in the butchers.
They're for eating grass, keeping the grass trim. They put them out in Old Trafford and all. Is there anything else here happening?
Did he have a question or did he just send in a video?
To get on, he has to insult Darren. So he says, Darren, you were wrong about your film quote. It was the commitments that has Satan's cock, not spin the bottle.
I said the
commitments. Did you say spin the bottle? I thought you said commitments, yeah.
I thought you said commitments too.
Glitch in the Matrix.
Can we say I said the commitments?
I
definitely did.
Fairly confident you say commitments.
All right. Well, I think Michal's video is still pretty cool.
I think it's shy.
You can't take these insults personally.
That was a week.
I'm a big fan of Michal's videos, are we?
Yeah.
I think they're class.
Oscar worthy. Michal, keep it up. You got the drone now. You got a drone and everything for that. Put in some effort.
Good shot. That stock footage for a Hollywood film.
I want to get more, yeah.
Get that drone out. We want to see more drone shots of your bald sheep.
There's nothing else here happening.
Oh, Joe.
What?
Do you remember James from America did you the Spice Bag artwork?
Yeah.
And you weren't exactly the most gracious.
ChatGPT job.
Right, well, James isn't happy with you. I'll let the email speak for itself. Holy shit, McGuckin, you really can be a prick. As openers go, there's not even a hello there.
It's a good big one, yeah.
Boom. Straight down to business. I did a spit take at your reaction, quotes, that's a fucking AI job. Kudos to you, because it is AI generated. But since you can fly planes, beat professional fighters, perform open heart surgery, and play Flight of the Bumblebee on the keyboard, I should have known you could have created your own logo. Honestly, I didn't even think my email would be opened, much less mentioned on the podcast, but I genuinely was willing to put in my time and resources to make a great logo for you.
I appreciate.
Let's.
Oh, there's more.
Oh, there's.
Oh, but wait.
I don't think we're even a quarter of the way through this. I have been ripped off plenty of times and honestly felt bad for you getting the shaft from your man on Fiverr. He took 3 weeks for €300. I spent 30 minutes for $0. I have a background in graphic design, studio arts and business management, although full disclosure, I don't do any of this professionally. My process since discovering AI has been to brainstorm and refine an idea with AI, which is what I did here, and what you saw is probably the 20th revision or so. AI, believe it or not, knows less about spice bags than I do. Then I build from scratch once an image has enough relevance. Obviously, I would have a conversation with whoever wants the image before starting any of this, but I just heard you complaining on a podcast. Either way, I still had fun creating the image and was thrilled to hear you lads discussing it on the podcast. For the record, I'm not offended at all. I think Joe's response was hilarious. But also, I realised after the fact that my 9-year-old has something other than Banksy in common with Joe. He is also in a scary movie, quote marks, but he did get the part of the dead body. He also has some living scenes as well. And to answer Darren's question, I am born and raised here in Columbus, Georgia, but I'm still Irish, of course. Keep up the good work.
Class. You can't be born and raised in Georgia and say you're Irish. Sorry. Sorry.
You're just opening them up again for another email.
Thank you, James.
Well, what do you think?
I think thanks for sending in the logo. But at the beginning of my little journey with the spice bag, I was lashing out Dali as well mid journey, and I was trying to get logos. But so I recognise what an AI generated image looks like, and I just said that's what that is. I'm afraid to offend them. I feel like this is the second season of Baby Reindeer.
I don't think you even said thanks.
I did say thanks.
Did you?
Probably. Maybe was edited
did
out.
Did you do it in a kind of offhand? Ugh, I mean, thanks, but.
No, I was saying, yeah, well, maybe I did say it, but I was saying thank you, but like.
I said you didn't.
It's an AI generated joke.
You said that was shy.
And I did get the role as a dead body. I'm amazed at all the references that was put into it. He's obviously an avid listener of the podcast. So
yeah.
Respect, my man.
I like that. James, how did you start listening to the podcast?
Yeah, how did you
in
find
Georgia,
the podcast?
Columbus,
yeah.
Georgia.
Yeah. Probably in the Irish community that he's in. It's probably a big podcast in the Irish community.
Columbus, Georgia is the second biggest city in Georgia.
Oh, he's a city boy.
After Atlanta.
Is that if I did it? You have to have more.
They weren't even questions. They were just tongue
attacks.
Lashings.
Attacks.
Yeah, assaults.
Assault. Virtual podcast assault.
I feel violated.
He's all right. He's one of our own.
All right. From Maeve.
Hello.
She wants to know, would you rather have a thick handlebar moustache and big bushy eyebrows or wear parachute pants and shoes one size too small for a whole year?
Parachute pants that are too small would
no,
be normal pants.
Parachute pants and shoes that are one size too small.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I already do that. Oh, no, I don't. It's bigger.
Yes, yeah. Several sizes too big.
Good for you, yeah.
You'd be going the other way. Then. Be like crushing your toes.
Probably fit me then.
Like the Chinese women that want small feet. Did you ever see that? Where they bandaged their feet. Did you ever see that?
I think we talked about this before. Did we? And people change the shape of their heads and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know
if
that's in China, but.
Or their necks, you know, elongate their necks.
Like
crazy,
that.
Yeah.
When they put the
rings around it.
Yeah.
Horrible. I'd go for the moustache and bushy eyebrows.
I thought you would, yeah.
I'd like a handlebar moustache. I'd like a reason to have one. I wouldn't do it just on my own.
I'd go for the second one.
Big pants, small shoes.
For the crack, yeah.
You fucking dirty lying bastard.
What are the pants like?
MC Hammer.
Parachute.
They were parachute pants, weren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everywhere?
For
all year.
Yeah, big, like.
No matter what, the okay.
Wide leg suit trouser pants, basically, but narrow at the ankle.
I'd go with bushy eyebrows.
And a handlebar moustache.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'd pull that off. You have a face for a handlebar moustache.
Do I?
Yeah.
Is there a certain face for that?
Yeah. And you have it.
Do I? Oh, brilliant.
You lucky bastard.
Oh, brilliant.
From Keane. Would you rather live in a real haunted house or a Unabomber cabin in Siberia?
Real haunted house.
I presume this doesn't mean the actual Unabomber's cabin, but just a tiny little wooden shack.
For how long?
Just says you live there.
Forever?
Guess so.
What's the weather like?
Cold.
Siberia.
Oh, in Siberia?
Cold and windy.
Oh, haunted house.
Yeah. People do live there now. People do survive in Siberia. You would learn to live there.
Not in a shed, though.
You're not going to die if it's haunted. You're just
But
who's going to kill you?
Ghost.
They'll kill you.
How do you know?
Because I fucking know. It's a simulation.
Well, if you believe in ghosts, a lot of those stories of ghosts, they get more violent as time goes on.
fuck ashtrays at you now.
Yeah, and furniture.
Probably they only slide them a little bit.
But it gets more dangerous.
It doesn't. They fucking, they act the bollocks. They, no strength. They only tip things.
They're like little cats. Ghosts are kind of like cats. They just kind of move things around a little bit.
Ghost throws a hammer at you. What if your local ghost throws a hammer at your head? I don't
think that's ever going to happen.
That's a strong ghost.
Do you think you'd just get used to it?
If you took a hammer to the head, it might hurt, but I don't think you'd, like, you'd need to give a good thump. You need to have good strength, that ghost.
Would you not get stressed out living in a haunted house?
Yeah.
I know, you get used to it. It'd be like having a pet, I'd say. No?
No.
It would be annoying.
Pets are welcoming.
They'd be waking you up at night and everything. They'd be going, ooh, when you're trying to go to sleep. Shut the fuck up. Like, if you knew it was haunted, if you knew what you were getting into.
Yeah, I was going to say, I suppose if you knew it was haunted and you removed all that process of, what the fuck was that noise?
Yeah.
Did I hear someone walking upstairs?
And you're like, yeah, you did. It was the fucking ghost.
You don't have to second guess it because you know it's haunted.
Yeah.
So you're like, yeah, there's obviously fucking a ghost opening and the press. It's not the wind, like. Yeah,
hello.
Fucking need you.
Why did the ghost put the kitchen chair on the table?
Oh, that was a joke, yeah.
It was like a setup, wasn't it? Yeah. It wasn't.
Yeah. Why did the ghost put the chair on the kitchen table?
To get to the other side.
Yeah, just did.
To get to the other side.
I like that. Yay!
Off the room. Off the kitchen.
Of the spirit world.
Oh, the other side. Oh.
All right, that's it.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for listening and thanks for sending in your questions, everybody.
Don't be shy now. Don't be shy. Send them in. Don't be shy. Okay?
What the fuck was that?
Where'd that come from?
One of me many outbursts.
A new character to replace.
I hope it is a new character.
I feel real sick.
Don't be shy. Don't be shy.
I'm just testing it out, which is good, is it?
Very keep good. It.
It's a pedo.
Keep it.
Any use?
Yeah. Don't be shy. Don't be shy. Come in. Come in.
No, it's not a pedo. It's just some fella that like lives in his gaff and just drinks cans.
And he's looking for
Toddy. Don't be shy. Come in. Don't be shy. Come in. Go to the shop and get his milk.
Get the scratch card, will you?
Do you think that pedo bit?
No.
Just it's so good. Everyone thinks he's a pedo. He's not. No pedo. No pedo on.
It's so funny.
No
it's
pedo.
So funny.
It's a good one.
No.
That's the one. That's the $1 million character.
Don't have to say they are, though.
No. Yeah. No.
Many
characters. It's employed, though.
It's the implication,
employed.
Yeah.
Yeah, so do you think he is? All right. He's friendly man who wears double denim.
He's a friendly man.
And has high grass in his garden. And he, yeah, just a nice fellow, watches the telly.
Okay.
Are we keeping all that?
Yeah.
Why?
Why not? Oh, funniest thing all day.
Yeah.
No, I thought the fucking... Oh, it was.
Say yeah. Say again. Say, don't be shy. Don't be shy.
Okay, don't be shy now. Send them questions, okay? Send them into stall@goloud.com, okay? Don't be shy. See you. Bye.
So good.
stall@goloud.com.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I have me Kinder Bueno now?
Bye.
Thank you.
Don't give us a square that. Don't be shy. Share it with Daddy.
No. Share it with Daddy.
Disgusting.
Can you take that bit out at least?
No.
Owen, I have the right.
No, you
I have
don't.
The right to say what goes in and doesn't go
no,
in.
No, you don't.
Let's just get rid of the last bit, Bill. Give it to Daddy, will you? Will you?
That's the funniest character ever. Oh,
snots
and
hogging
out, you know.
That's what stays.
Oh, the Orla matches.